Hello, Nelson Olmsted here. Today's story proves that true friendship transcends both time and distance. Before I begin, here's Clint Gruber speaking for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, back to Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller, Nelson Olmsted.
The European war had just come to an end, and the streets of Salzburg, Austria, rumbled beneath the wheels of the United States Army vehicles and echoed to the tread of American occupation troops. Among these troops was a strapping young soldier from Klamath Falls, Oregon, whose name was Sergeant John Wolford. John, who'd grown up in the fertile, bountiful land of southern Oregon, was appalled by the poverty and confusion he saw about him. He said,
"Boy, I sure feel sorry for a lot of these folks around the town. They look like they never did have a home or a decent pair of shoes on their feet. Where do they all come from, anyway?"
"Displaced persons, most of them. Refugees. Lots of them come from Hungary."
Well, in addition to being a compassionate man, Sergeant John Wolford was also a gregarious fellow, and before long he'd struck up an acquaintance with one of the refugees who worked in the Army mess hall. His new friend told him,
"My name is Frank Bakunji, Sergeant. We come from Hungary. It has been long and hard, but the war is now over. We hope to go home someday."
Well, John discovered that Frank Bakunji was the head of a family, a wife, two little girls, and a grandmother. The refugees lived, along with two other families, in what John described as a chicken shack, not far from the army barracks. The soldier from southern Oregon soon became a regular visitor to the Hungarian family. He shared his rations with them, took gifts of candy and fruit, and became a sort of a big brother to the two children, Judith 6 and Martha 3. One day, John appeared with a package under his arm, and he said,
"Look, girls, a pair of shoes, new ones, for each of you. Martha, I think yours are too big, but you're growing, and they'll fit you soon."
But wartime friendships are seldom long-lived, and after the surrender of the Japanese forces in the Pacific, John Wolford was returned to the United States and discharged from the Army. He settled in Klamath Falls, Oregon, married, and returned to his job with Pacific Power and Light Company as a plant repairman. Time passed, and the memories of the war years grew faint. John Wolford settled into the routine of peacetime living and raised a family of his own. And then, in February of 1966, more than 20 years after the war, John received a strange communication. When he opened the letter, he could scarcely believe what he read. He said,
"This is about the Bakunji family I knew in Salzburg 20 years ago. And listen to this. It says, the other day, we were looking over some old photographs with my in-laws, Mr. and Mrs. Frank Bakunji. Your picture, dedicated to their two little girls, of whom Martha is now my wife, was among the collection. The Bakunji family remembers you fondly and would like to renew your acquaintance."
The Bakunjis, now living on the east coast of the United States, had remembered their benefactor and had taken the trouble to locate him after more than two full decades. The exchange of letters which followed brought messages from both Martha and Judith, now happily married with families, and news that the entire family was doing well in America. And most heartwarming of all were Judith's words, which said, "You took two little strangers and showed them that there was love and understanding, not just war, hunger, and hatred."
Thanks,